As we swing along, fling, fling your worries all away. Give your heart a holiday. Fiddles play as the dancers sway. Eyes are bright, hearts are gay. Lovers whisper as lovers may. Cupid's in the air.
Trich Trach Polka, that this one was written by Johann Strauss II in 1858, and it has been considered by many people to be the happiest piece of music ever written. Sounds like an exam question. It should be discussed after that, shouldn't it? But anyway, and I think we have to agree it's got us off to a great start, and I hope you enjoyed it. Now, welcome to the Greenfield Choir, founded 34 years ago, and Sylvia is the one surviving original member. Right. Hello. Is June here? No, the fact the choir was founded by June Hartley, who is sitting in the middle, in the pale green, 34 years ago. And I shudder to think what she's going to think of what we've done to the choir. But congratulations, June, anyways. Lovely, lovely to see you here. Also today, we've got Pauline Langford of the Stourbridge branch of Celiac Society, because the choir have decided that today's collection, which will take place during Once in Royal David's City, a bag will be passed, will go to the Celiac Society. Over the last year, the choir has donated over £600 to local charities, Mary Stevens Hospice, Action Heart, Russell's Hall, Dudley Stroke Association, British Liver Foundation, and Kaleidoscope Plus. Over £600, and we're very proud of that, because they're a small choir, doing a doing an awful lot of good in the community. Now, if you go to church these days, they always say, we're going to do so-and-so now. If you're able and feel capable, stand up. If you're not, presumably you stay sitting down. Now, we're ahead of the game with this lot because we are not going to dictate whether you stand up or sit down. If in the Once in Royal type carols you want to stand up, can do. I've told the choir they want to sit down because I want them to survive till the end of the performance. So they will sit down for all that sort of stuff. So please feel free to sit or stand as you feel able, which is the modern parlance. So we're now running into Once in Royal David City. Oh, come all ye faithful, I should say. Oh, come all ye faithful. Just testing. And it'll run more or less according to your service sheets without many introductions or interruptions from me, because I get into trouble if I'm not careful. Now, here we go. So stand up or sit down as you like, and I hope you enjoy the rest of the morning, afternoon. In the Bleak Winter is next. This was that the words were written in 1872 by one Christina Rossetti at the request of Scribner's Monthly, who wanted a carol writing. So she wrote it, and then it was set to music by Harold Dark, who was organist and choir master of St. Michael's Cornhill for 50 years in the beginning of this century. So, obviously, we hope you'll enjoy it. No need to be embarrassed. Telephone, yeah. Okay. In Royal.
Nativity. This was written by a guy called Gervase Finn, who was a school inspector in the Yorkshire Moors and Dales, long before Ofsted. And I ask you to imagine that... Oh, sorry, I'm dizzy. I ask you to imagine that I'm that school inspector. I approached an infant school nestled in the heart of the Yorkshire Dales one bitterly cold December afternoon. The surrounding fields and rocky outcrop were hidden under a smattering of snow, and a belt of dark pines had a fine dusting of white. The air was icy fresh, and the whole area around the small school was vast white silent sea. I had been invited by the head teacher, a large, jolly woman with the wonderfully Dickensian name of Miss Sally Precious, to see the rehearsal of the Nativity play. As I walked up the path to the school, careful not to slip on the icy surface, I was met by a group of small children chattering excitedly and apparently on their way home. I stopped a small boy with a shock of ginger hair, close-set dark brown eyes and a missing tooth and a runny nose. "Excuse me," I said. "We're not supposed to speak to strange men outside school," he replied vociferously and regarding me with suspicion. He sniffed noisily and wiped his nose on the back of his hand. "I'm here to see the nativity play," I told him. "Well, it's off," he told me bluntly. "It's off," I repeated. The boy raised his head, his hand to scratch his head. He said, "Aye, the Virgin Mary's got nits."
I was going to sing, "Were You There?" And basically it asks whether you were there on that Christmas night when the world was filled with holy light. Basically, they hailed him as king, they bowed aloud at his birth. Did you see how the choirs of angels sang at the glory of the sight? And so on. I hope you'll enjoy this one. We love it.
Benjamin, Obadiah, Iqbal, Zephaniah was born April 1958 to immigrant parents living in Handsworth. He was educated at Broadway School, Birmingham, but was dyslexic and had a difficult time. This resulted in him being expelled at the age of 18 and sent to an approved school in Shropshire. He later spent time in Borstal, and in his late teens served a prison sentence for burglary. Notwithstanding this bumpy start in life, he went on to become a tremendously successful poet, musician, actor, and TV personality. Well known for his stance on racism and animal rights, he was offered an OBE in 2003, which he declined, as he was offended by the word empire. He self-identified as an anarchist. During his lifetime, he was awarded no less than 16 honorary doctorates and won a BAFTA for his TV work. To mark National Poets Day in 2009, the BBC ran an online poll to find the UK's favourite poet. He came third, after T.S. Eliot and John Donne. He was the only living poet in the top 10. Not bad for a dyslexic, delinquent youth from Handsworth. I'd now like to read for you one of his poems, Talking Turkeys. Be nice to your turkey this Christmas, 'cause turkeys just want to have fun. Turkeys are cool. Turkeys are wicked. And every turkey has got a mom. Be nice to your turkey this Christmas. Don't eat him. Keep him alive. He could be your mate and not on your plate. Say, yo, turkey, I'm on your side. I got lots of friends who are turkeys, and all of them fear Christmas time. They want to enjoy it. They say humans destroy it, and humans are out of their mind. Yeah, I got lots of friends who are turkeys. They all got a right to a life. Not to be caged up and genetically made up by any farmer and his wife. Turkeys just want to play reggae. Turkeys just want hip-hop. Can you imagine a nice young turkey saying, I cannot wait for the chop? Turkeys like getting presents. They want to watch Christmas TV. Turkeys have brains. And turkeys feel pain. In many ways like you and me. I once knew a turkey called Turkey. He said, Benji, explain to me, please. Who put the turkey in Christmas? And what happens to Christmas trees? I said, I ain't too sure, Turkey, but it's nothing to do with Christmas. Humans get greedy and waste more than need be. And businessmen make loads of cash. Be nice to your turkey this Christmas. Invite him indoors for some greens. Let him eat cake and let him partake in a plate of organic grown beans. Be nice to your turkey this Christmas and spare him the cut of the knife. Join turkeys united and they'll be delighted and you will make new friends for life.
Thank you very much, Sue and Roger. That was lovely. Now, Jean's going to play Frosty the Snowman, and then we're all going to sing Frosty the Snowman. Off you go. Thank you.
must have been some magic in that old silk hat they found. For when they placed it on his head, he began to dance around. Frosty the Snowman was alive as he could be, and the children say he would love them just the same as you and me.
The easy bit of audience participation. The rest will follow later. Now, Jean, our wonderful pianist, is about to do a reading for you.
Is this microphone on?
Yes.
Good. Right. 'Twas the night after Christmas. 'Twas the night after Christmas, and all through the house, nothing would fit me, not even a blouse. The biscuits I'd nibbled, the sherry I'd taste, and the holiday parties had all gone to my waste. When I got on the scales, there arose such a number. When I walked to the shops, less a walk, more a slumber. I'd remember the marvellous meals I'd prepared, the gravies, the sauces, and the beef nicely red. The wine, the rumbles, the bread and the cheese. Oh, and the way I'd never say no, but rather, oh, yes, please. So I dressed myself up in my husband's old shirt and prepared once again to do battle with my girth. I said to myself, as only one can, you can't spend all winter looking like a man. So away with the last of the sour cream dip. I'll munch. I'll get rid of the fruitcake. Every cracker and chip. I won't have a biscuit, not even a lick. I'll only want to chew on a celery stick. I won't have a cake or a chocolate or a pie. I'll munch on a carrot and quietly cry. I'm hungry, I'm lonely, and life is a bore. Suppose that's what January's for. Unable to giggle, no longer a riot. Oh, Happy New Year to you all, and Happy New Diet.
Well done, Jean, that was lovely. Yeah. Now back in your box. Tell you what, we couldn't do it without her. Right, now we're all going to sing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. And then the whole thing is going to go to pot because we're going to do stuff with the 12 Nights of Christmas. So let's enjoy Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. And we'll see how we get on after that. Let's just sit down.
Yeah.
Here we go. This is the bit I've been waiting for. Now, 12 days of Christmas. We're going to split you down the middle. You'll be one half, and guess who'll be the other half. And so on the first day of Christmas, my true love sent to me partridge in a pear tree. That's you. On the second day of Christmas, on the third day of Christmas, on the fourth day of Christmas, it won't be... Eh? If you like. Yes. You were never any good at maths, had you? Odds and evens, right. So, now, I've quite lost my thread now. So, it's going to be all right. And now, if I'm doing that, you sing. If I'm doing that, you sing. And if I'm doing that, everybody sing, all right? Eh? Everybody sings, yeah. Yeah, everybody, I'll have both hands up for that. Now, even better, talking of ritual humiliation, I've got two altos here, Anita and Alice, who know signs and things for all the... Yeah. So they're going to come forward and do this. Does anybody else know the signs and things for this? No? You're on your own, girls.
Okay.
We'll be all right until about 8 or 9, and that's when it'll disintegrate. But this is we're here for fun. We're here to enjoy ourselves. So let's enjoy ourselves. Right, off you go. Hey, yeah. 12.
Five gold rings, four
five, there's five in nine, drummers drumming, eight, maids are milking, seven, swans are swimming, six, geese are laying, five, gold rings, four, calling birds, three, French hens, two, turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
Well done. Done indeed. Do you know, I've had nightmares about that one, but there was no need, was there? Wonderful, absolutely wonderful. Right, now we've got Margaret somewhere. There we go.
Margaret. Well, I don't know, we can't seem to get rid of turkeys. Talking about turkeys, because he's called My Little Talk. Well, let me see what he's called. Half a century ago, I think he's called it, when My Christmas is. When I was a young mom, and I had to go downstairs about 5 o'clock in the morning to put the oven on, put the turkey in to get a big turkey ready for all the visitors that we were going to have for the week, not the day. Grandpa, grandma, aunts, uncles, cousins, you name them, we had to have a big turkey to last. And here we are, the story of the turkey. On the first day of Christmas, my true love said to me, "I'm glad we bought a turkey and a proper Christmas tree." On the second day of Christmas, much laughter could be heard as we tucked into our turkey, a most delicious bird. On the third day of Christmas, we'd friends in from next door. The turkey tasted just as good as on the day before. On the fourth day of Christmas, Gran came. She's rather old. We finished up the Christmas pud and ate the turkey cold. On the fifth day of Christmas, outside the snowflakes flurried, but we were nice and warm inside. We ate the turkey curried. On the sixth day of Christmas, the turkey spirit died. The children fought and bickered, and we ate the turkey fried. On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave a wince when he sat down to dinner and was given turkey
mince.
On the eighth day of Christmas, the dog ran off for shelter. I served up turkey pancakes and a glass of
Alka-Seltzer.
On the ninth day of Christmas, poor Dad began to cry. He said he couldn't stand the strain of eating turkey pie. On the tenth day of Christmas, the air was rather blue, and everybody grumbled at eating turkey
stew.
On the 11th day of Christmas, the Christmas tree was molting, mince pies as hard as rock, and the turkey quite revolting. On the 12th day of Christmas, at last, Dad smacked his lips. The guests had gone, the turkey too. We dined on
fish and chips.
Right, so now we're going to sing Winter Wonderland. The choir will sing it, and then they'll sing it again, and you will join in, please. You've got the words, I think you've got the words, haven't you? Yeah. You know the problem, getting all those words onto two sides of a... Yeah, right. Okay.
Yeah.
better we can build a snowman than pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you ready? We'll say, no, man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire. Walking in the winter wonderland. Are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in the winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. Is a new word. He sings a love song as we go along, walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman, then pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you ready? We'll say, no, man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll inspire as we dream by the fire. To face unafraid the plans that we made, walking in a winter wonderland. Walking in a winter wonderland.
Straight into Silent Night now. Stand or sit as you feel able. Good girls. Piece that the choir are going to do on their own is Jingle Bells. And in the 1850s, there were lots and lots of songs, not so much carols, about people having sleigh rides. And this is one of them, which has survived over the years. And here we go. Jingle, jingle.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh, o'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail, ding dong, making spirits bright. Ding dong, fun it is to ding dong, sleighing song tonight. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Now the ground is white, go it while you're young. Let us take a ride and sing this sleighing song. Just get a bobtail bay to 44 if speed, then hitch it to an open sleigh and crack, you'll take the lead. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Now we've got three. I haven't got my phone in here, so it's much shorter. Sorry. It thinks I've had a fall. It happens when I'm shaving. Hello, are you all right? You've had a fall. No, I haven't. Well, it's a great machine, and I'm sure if I ever got in real trouble, it wouldn't work. Anyway, we've now got three together. I saw Mummy kissing Santa Claus, which when it came out, got banned by the Roman Catholic Church. But it's gradually become accepted that people actually know what was really going on. And it's fun. So I'd like you all to join in with Gusto. Now, Gusto is a Yugoslavian bloke down the back there who is very anxious that you should sing with him. So sing with Gusto the following. Here we go. Stand or sit as you feel able.
We'll all stand up. It's the finale, isn't it?
I saw Mummy kissing Santa Claus underneath the mistletoe last night. She didn't see me creep down the stairs to have a peek. She thought that I was tucked
bed and see me green. Down the stairs to have a peen. She thought that I was tucked up in my bedroom fast asleep. Then I saw Mommy tickle Santa Claus underneath his beard so snowy white.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
power, such power. Well, thank you all for coming. Thank you all for your contributions. And I obviously wish you all a very happy Christmas and a healthy new year. And happy, hopefully. Thanks to the choir who have worked extremely hard to put this together. And I'm proud to be associated with them. So on that note, there's tea and biscuits. If you go out the door and down the path to the side of the church, you'll hit a door wherein are tea and biscuits. Now, yes. Get the kettle on. Well done, Jean. So we'd be stuffed without Jean.
Oh, yeah.